Many of the recommendations could be beefed up, and I think there's been perhaps a reluctance to shine a light on the work of other agencies and how they might support our work in tackling this issue. But I also believe the committee could have been potentially tougher in some areas on what we're doing or in cases of what we're not doing. And there was some debate around the extent to which Cut to Youth Service have affected this issue. A lot of academic studies point to the correlation between cuts to youth services and increased rates of knife crime. That wasn't met with complete agreement from some members of the cabinet, but obviously these are tough points to hear for Conservative members on Kent County Council. You know, over the last 8 years, we've seen a reduction of 21,000 police officers across the country, and also 3,500 less youth centres now out there for young people, and many indeed have been closed across Kent. On the training standards point, officers in training standards obviously have a key role to play in respect of the safe sale of knives, but actually I think in this issue, in the increased use of knives for crime that we've seen, actually putting too much emphasis on training standards, I think, poses a risk of missing the point, and actually we need to be asking ourselves questions around why young people are prepared to carry and use knives. And I think to boil it down to a simple fact of, well, it must be because traders are suddenly selling them to young people more than they were, I do think really misses the point. I think in terms of a discussion between the leaders of political groups and the leader of the council will be welcome in terms of beefing up those recommendations, and I'd welcome discussions to do so. I think where there's elements of soft power that KCC has in respect of schools and also sort of government ministers and the decisions they're taking, we could potentially be more robust in respect of school exclusions. We've seen clearly the link between young people that are excluded and the chances of them becoming involved in issues such as this. So I think we could be much stronger in calling various different agencies, and particularly obviously the government as well, I believe, need to show national leadership in this. And we've seen from the House of Commons Select Committee report on knife crime that demonstrates that the government really haven't got a handle on this as a national issue, and of course for such an important subject they need to. It's difficult for us to completely have overall coverage of all the issues, and it will rely on a multi-agency approach to this. But obviously KCC's element in terms of actually being a preventative force, I believe, is strong. With early investment in youth services, we can dissuade young people from seeing the benefits of becoming involved in such crimes as drug dealing and knife carrying. So I think there's a key role in terms of early prevention. And we heard from senior police officers that actually by the time young people interact with the police, it's often already too late.